FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. Very cold, but I'm well. How
ready
are you?
Ready to go? Oh, it's Thursday, you know, so I'm keen to get into the weekend, which is coming soon.
Of course.
It's so cold out there. You even saw me in a hat today.
Yeah, I know.
Rare.
Do you not own a beanie? Traditionally, the cold weather hat.
I probably owned one, but yeah. I couldn't track it down quickly. I just saw the hat, and I was like, "That will keep my bonds a bit warmer." Put that
there
on.
You go
quick. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I'm disappointed I didn't see you in the hat.
Ah, oh, well, you know, care
you
to
didn't
dream.
Miss much.
No, it's I didn't think so.
Just so imagine me.
Right. In a hat.
And then imagine a hat on. You've done it. You've sorted yourself out.
In more riveting chat than Crevo's hat topic, the Tilly's on tonight. World Cup starts. Are we excited? What's going on?
We are excited. Yes. There's live sites. There's everything happening around town. So there's plenty of places to go watch.
It'll be nice and warm to go and watch.
You better get a beanie, Crevo, if you're going to.
Yeah,
you
know. Exactly.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it, I reckon.
A lot of people will be wound up and excited to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm keen.
Which live site can we see you at?
Me?
Yeah.
Wheel of Place.
There we go.
Nice.
We're Wheel of Place tonight. Yeah,
you
want
to do a little bit of celeb spotting while you watch your soccer?
I've already told the coach I'm leaving footy training early so I can get to the start of the game.
There you go.
I'm actually really excited. So, yeah.
Indeed. If you're wanting to see Stephen out and about on the town, there you go. Wheel of Place. He'll be there. What jumper do you reckon you'll have on so people can spot you?
I don't know.
Not telling.
I haven't decided.
Fair enough. Waking up with the Novos. Of course, a bit of a local news chat up next here on New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Now, Jess, yesterday was the final day of the coronial inquest into the disappearance of Zach Barnes. What sort of happened and what was the updates?
Yeah, so yesterday Zach Barnes' mum, Karen, addressed the courtroom and Deputy State Coroner Carmel Forbes. She said that, you know, she knows in her heart that Zach is gone, but she said that he deserves to be respected and they deserve to be able to bury him and remember him, you know, with the respect that he deserves. She spoke about Zach when he was a little boy and a young kid and sort of in the lead up to when he disappeared, what was going on in Zach's life that she knew of. And of course, over the last couple of days, heard from other family members and police as well and emergency services who responded in the days after Zach disappeared. So now it's all wrapped up. The Deputy State Coroner, she's got some written submissions to go through and then she'll hand down her findings. Her job is to determine whether Zach died, the manner of his death, and whether police did everything they could at the time to try and find him.
So is there like a time frame on when we'll get these findings?
No, could be any time.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Takes time, these things, don't they?
That's it.
Certainly does, especially when there's like a disappearance involved.
Exactly.
Oh, well, in brighter news, of course, the World Cup starting for our Matildas tonight.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
We're taking on Ireland tonight at Sydney's Accor Stadium for our opening game of the Women's World Cup. Of course, if you can't get to Sydney to Accor Stadium, there's plenty of live sites. As previously mentioned, Stephen will be at Wheel of Place in
Come
Newcastle.
On.
Yeah, you can spot him there. Autographs, $5. Are you doing 10? I don't know, whatever.
$10. Make it $10. You can go to Maitland Regional Sports Ground as well. They're going to have a big screen up. And, of course, plenty of pubs and clubs and whatnot will have it on. But we'll all be watching a couple of Novocastrian ladies who are playing, Emily Van Egmond and Claire Wheeler. They'll be featuring in tonight's game, which is always exciting. So see how we go.
Is it Wheeler related to the Wheeler Place? That couldn't be. Like back in her family. Imagine that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Local. Oh, Newcastle in her blood. You never know.
That's right. Fingers crossed that's the case.
Of course, super excited to see Sam Kerr as well.
Yes.
This is not hyperbole. I think if we win this World Cup, Sam Kerr will be Australia's greatest ever athlete.
Oh, how good would that be? Can you imagine?
Oh, I just... And I think there is a genuine sense of hope around Australia.
I think
so. Something we can conquer. Mm. This is something we can do.
I reckon.
Fingers crossed. Toes, all that stuff.
If anyone knows of someone selling tickets for the final as well, I've been looking for weeks. So if anyone knows.
How many do you need?
Just two tickets. That's all I need.
Okay. There you go.
Someone.
The call's out there. God, they're all sold out. Anyway, I want to be there.
4967-4105.
Use your position to your advantage, Stephen.
Absolutely. You don't get many opportunities to do that. 4967-4105. Two tickets to the finals.
I'm getting scabbed. 100%.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter escape.
Yeah, good to this, Cravo. A chance to, I guess, get away from it all. This in this chilly conditions.
And it is chilly this morning. If you're at Rutherford especially, 1 degree.
Yeah, no good. So, of course, if you want to escape the cold, I suppose, well, not necessarily escape a cold, but get a little winter getaway.
Uh-huh.
You can get involved at newfm.com.au. We're giving away 2 nights stay at a Hampton Beach style house.
Now, when you get to newfm.com.au, click on the win page.
Oh, sorry.
And then you see that house thing, and then you click on that, and then you're on your way.
Yeah, so Simple. Register your details there, of course, as Grevo said. And then you and 7 friends could be off to a Hampton-style beach house, of course, with all the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing, and enjoyable, plus only a short stroll to the beach as well. So, like we said, head to newfm.com.au to register. Or, of course, you can book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. Stayport Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime.
Ah, what more do you want? I mean, you know, get yourself booked in there, feel relaxed, reset, all that stuff. And, Stephen, we head to Argentina for this next story.
Okay, exciting.
And this is not, like, anything to do with soccer or balls or any of that sort of stuff. And I'm just going to straight out read you the newspaper headline here, because okay. This is quite astonishing. Thousands of 10-inch penis fish have washed up on a beach in Argentina in a bizarre phenomenon.
Okay, well, there's a few questions here, obviously.
Ask away.
To start with, what's a penis fish?
So, it's this sort of sea worm, right, that's roughly 10 inches long, pink, and looks like a penis, and hence is called the 10-inch penis fish, right?
Right, okay.
Now, despite their rather rude-looking appearance, and they do look a bit like that, the sea worms are greatly sought after in Asia for their medicinal properties.
Right, okay, like an ancient medicine.
Yeah, a bit of natural medicine. So local fishermen, because they've just thousands of them washed up on this beach, like it's teeming with them, they're everywhere. And local fishermen were reportedly flocking down the beach to gather up as many...
like seagulls.
As many of the penis fish as they could, because apparently they're also excellent bait, especially when fishing for sea bass. Now, how's this? The other name for them, right, is if that name isn't insulting enough, is the fat innkeeper worm.
Oh, right? Wow. They're having a rough time, aren't they?
These little, you know, animals are. But apparently this species has gained particular notoriety in Asia, where they're eaten raw. So people just buy it straight away and then just... straight away, jam it in the mouth and
start
eat it raw.
Dogging.
Exactly. So their medicinal benefits due to their high concentration of amino acids. So there's a bit of science behind this. You're not just eating these 10-inch penis fish without any good reason, right? There's a bit of science behind it. High concentration of amino acids. And this is the best bit, right? So if you go over to Asia and you want to try one of these.
They're all on the beach to begin with.
Well, no, they're in Argentina. They get sent over to Asia, right? If you're wanting to buy one, you don't just go to the regular shop. They're generally sold live at a wet market.
Right, yeah, okay.
Traditionally a great place to buy this kind of thing. And you can specifically select the one you want, and then the taste, they've described the taste of it. Apparently it's mild and a similar texture to clams. So there you go.
That's so fascinating.
If you like the texture of clams, but you don't like the shape, go for one of these instead, I guess.
Or you just wish there was more, you know? Like, clams are only little.
A tiny little, just little niblet.
10 inches more than anyone could ever ask for. Too much, I'd say.
Well, is it, though? Is it too much?
Yeah, too much.
I don't know.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
Crevo, I need you to get up and about.
Well, I'm here. Ready? Here we go.
If you're just joining us, welcome, of course. Where on earth have you been? Because if you're up at this time, right, like if you're up and about normally, you know, like this is your journey to work, no other station offers you prizes this early.
Mm.
Really is early bird gets the worm with three of a kind. So I'll explain for those that are new. Basically, what we do here is we give you three items that are all linked by one word.
Or
one
theme, yeah.
For example. And if you can decipher that quicker than your opponent, you win yourself some free prizes.
That's right. We've got, first of all, two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stand for the Knights versus Melbourne Storm on Saturday night at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Come on.
Which will be absolutely lovely. Lovely, rather, the gold reserve tickets, plus everyone that contributes to the show this week in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel this Friday. Plus, that'll have producer Scott on it as well on the bill. So get your tickets now from Eventbrite if you don't win them with us. But you could win them right now.
So, of course, if you want to go see the Inform Knights on Saturday, another win, I reckon, against... We've won three in a row, technically, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Bulldogs, we beat the Bye. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, it does.
I beat the Tigers. That's three on the trot. I reckon we're going to make it four against Melbourne, of course. 4967 4105, plus as well your chance to get to the Sydney Hotshots with our very own Tyres Hill Hotshots, Scott, producing
right.
As well.
The Sydney Hotshots.
Hey, I like what you did. 4967 4105. We'll get two contestants on the air for three of a kind up next on UFM. And up next, Craver, I'm going to reveal a world record that you could potentially break, but maybe it's not one to try at home. It comes with some risks, some dangers. That's
ooh,
all I'll say.
Okay, so something you could personally do. Now, though, this.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this it most certainly is, of course, your chance in the early morning in this bitter, bitter cold to get your hands on some free stuff. It is Three of a Kind. Basically, what we do here, we get two people on the line competing against each other in a battle of wit, intelligence and speed as you try and decipher the pattern of three words and figure out what their linking word or theme is.
That's right.
So, for example, I always use this example, but, you know, it gets me nice and hungry in the morning is, if I were to say to you, a crunchy picnic cherry ripe.
Crevo.
Go on.
Chocolate bars.
Exactly. It's simple, that easy. That's simple. All we're chasing. And this morning, if you do it quicker than your opponent, we have some great prizes up for grabs.
Two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stand for the Knights versus Melbourne Storm on Saturday at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Come on.
And in the draw for four tickets to go along to the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel on Friday with producer Scott as featuring artist. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite.
All very exciting. Let's meet the Novocastrians who are vying for said prize this morning. Our runner-up from yesterday, Matt in Cardiff South. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, how you going this morning?
Very well, mate. How are you? Battling out in cold?
Yeah, going well, thank you.
Ah, that's good to hear. All right, up against Matt, we head to Cessnock. We have Shay. Hey, Shay.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited? Do you know how Three of a Kind works?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. I'll give it a go.
Nice. Okay, that's what we like to hear. So before we get into the competition, though, of course, we do need to test the technology. Your name is your buzzer. Matt, let's test your buzzer.
Matt.
Yeah, lovely. Shay?
Shay.
All right, easy.
You guys get this.
I get it.
Here we go with the first one.
All right, best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one is T-Rex, Stegosaurus, Triceratops.
Shay.
Shay, quicker there.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, correct. One point to Shay. All right.
Matt, you've got to get this point to stay in this. Shay for the win.
Best of luck. Your next one is Taubman's Deluxe British Paints.
Shay.
Matt.
Shay, quicker there as well.
Paint.
They are paints. Congratulations.
You'll be on day.
Just like that, you're off to see the Knights this Saturday against the Storm, plus in the draw for the Hotshots. Congratulations.
Great, thank you so much.
Question for you, Shay. If you did win the Hotshots, would you be more excited for the Hotshots or the Knights?
Well, that's a hard one. I don't know.
It certainly is. Yeah, good point.
It'd be a very good problem to have. Well, of course, both our contestants in the draw. And fingers crossed, Matt, can we get you back tomorrow to try and get you to the Knights?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's do it then.
Very good, very good. Another shot at it tomorrow.
That's it. Same time, same place with Three of a Kind on UFM. And Crevo, for a lot of people, it'd be a bucket list item to get themselves in the Guinness Book of World Records, of course. Smash a world record and put your name in there as, you know, basically an immortal. You're there for life.
That's right.
So a lot of people try all these wacky and wild, you know, records to try and get themselves in there in that, like I said, slice of immortality. Now, this gentleman from Nigeria has done exactly that, breaking a world record that I think a lot of us would perhaps fancy to break on a weekly basis.
What's that?
He's broken the record for the longest consecutive cry. So, obviously, water streaming from his eyes. And
has to be no breaks in the streaming?
Well, I think, surely they'd have to give leeway, but there might be like a clock between each tier or something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Because even when you cry, you don't often continuously stream. It's drops here and there and stuff like that.
I would
have
thought, yeah.
But yeah, so this gentleman from Nigeria, he's tried to break the record for the longest consecutive time crying. He's cried for a week straight.
What?
Well over 100 hours, right? So the previous record was 100 hours. He's gone well over that for a week straight, 7 days.
That's unbelievable.
Which he streamed on his TikTok, garnered millions and millions of views, which, of course, gained him revenue as well. So
sure,
in his best interest to stream that.
Keep making money.
But this hasn't come with no cost because he has sent himself temporarily blind.
What?
So he went blind for about an hour throughout this record-breaking attempt.
That's very concerning.
But you look at him throughout it. Like, there's pictures online of him trying to break this record.
Mm.
His face has gone so swollen, his eyes puffy. Like, your body's not designed to cry for that long.
No.
Really.
Pumping water through that tiny little duct.
Exactly, exactly. And he's talked a bit about the process of breaking the record and reckons he cried too hard too early to begin with and then was like, felt like he was drying up.
Was he using chili or something? Did he use any?
Not that I'm aware of.
So he just thought sad thoughts the whole time?
Well, some people can cry on demand. That's a skill people have.
I guess like actors and stuff.
Yeah, so
one of the few skills that they have.
Well, that's a bit harsh. But anyway, so yeah, he's cried for a week straight. He's done it all on social media, but turns out he's not going to get his name etched in the record book anyway. He didn't liaison with the authorities.
Oh,
the Guinness World Record.
That is rookie mistake. If you want to be in the record book, you have to talk to the Guinness World Record people because they need to send someone out with a little stopwatch and stuff.
Well, that's it. And even though it's all filmed online, apparently
meaningless.
Apparently, Guinness have put their foot down and
yeah,
they've decided. It seems to be the trend at the moment that people do these record-a-thons, you know, like the longest time cooking consecutively was broken not long ago. In our industry, people all the time try and do, like, the longest radio broadcast. Seems to get broken every 2 months or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and somehow, like, when they do it, it's not as long as previous ones, but
yeah,
still it's a record.
Still a record.
Oh,
somehow.
You had an extra person on, did you? Congratulations.
Yeah, anyway, there's all these T's and C's and all that stuff, but the Guinness World Record Book authorities have advised, please enough of the record-a-thons. They've said, and that if you want to break a record, you need to make
ring sure... Ring them
up. Yeah, you ring up and go through all the correct procedures. Otherwise, you're not getting your name etched in that book. You're not getting your slice of immortality.
That's right. Oh, well, he's lost total waste of time then for him.
Well, it is a waste of time for him. The thing is, though, I'd need them around my house all the time because I reckon sometimes I get close to breaking this record. You have a sad day, you know? A lot of people.
You're not going for a week straight, though. Come on, Stephen. Ridiculous.
All right.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
And Crevo, after 7 o'clock, $500 up for grabs with Trivia Check this morning. Check you half a grand, if you don't mind.
I know. How good's that? I mean, rarely do people call it half a grand. But it's $500.
Well, that's what it is, $500 cash moolah.
Yeah.
Of course, the good stuff in your back pocket. All that's between you and that said money is one trivia question. We're going to play for it, like I said, after 7 o'clock.
So, yeah, make sure you're sticking around for that. Next, though, there's a new, I guess, food dish that's been invented, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can get it here in Newcastle. Now, I think this is absolutely genius. You, on the other hand, this is what we were talking about yesterday. You're saying a big no to this.
I think a big food crime has been committed by one of the big fast food chains.
You're right against this. I'm in support of it. We're going to let Newcastle decide whether this thing is legit or not. Domino's Pizza, you know, famous throughout Newcastle. They're everywhere. Uh-huh. And, you know, tasty little bite to eat sometimes.
I reckon different topic, but the best of the fast food pizzas.
Oh, I agree with that, actually. Yeah. Now, one thing that they've just released, because this is one of the hardest decisions you make if you go to, you know, an Italian restaurant. You go up there and you got to decide, do I want pizza or do I want pasta?
Yeah.
Oh, tough decision. Which one do I feel like?
Age-old debate, isn't it?
It certainly is. But no longer at Domino's, because you can have both at the same time, one on top of the other. That's right. They now have what they call pasta-packed pizza.
Right, okay, so this is, I'm imagining, without having seen it, pasta on top of pizza.
You've absolutely nailed it.
Right, okay.
I've jumped onto the Domino's Mayfield, website / ordering form, and you can now choose from three different ones, as of right now. You can have the chicken carbonara pasta pack pizza, the bolognese one, or the mac and cheese one.
Right, so it's literally just like spaghetti bolognese on top of your pizza.
Correct.
That's it. So there's no other toppings, there's no additional toppings. It's literally just a pasta dish on top of a pizza base.
Correct. Right. And what an absolutely genius idea, because who needs to worry about, oh, do I want pasta or pizza? Don't worry about that anymore. Domino's has solved it for you. Fantastic, case closed.
You don't actually think this is a good product, though. Like, beyond the novelty fact that, you know, oh, it's new and it's something different, you don't actually think this is a good product, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. That's why they brought it out. That's why it's on the news section in, and I'll add to this, that it's in the premium pizza section, because it is premium, and what a great idea.
I'll tell you this now. Give it 2 months before it's off the menu. It's a novelty item. People order it once, realise it's no good, and just bail on all of it.
Excuse, have you tried it? How could you possibly know?
I just feel like the experience...
Listen to him just jumping straight to the conclusion. Oh, it's no good. I'm a naysayer.
Well, I would imagine the experience of eating it would be difficult as well. It'd be messy, right? Like...
In what way? In what way would it be more difficult than a normal slice of pizza?
Well, because if you had, like, all this spaghetti loaded on top, it, like, that'd slip and slide around and it wouldn't, like, hold firm on top of the slice.
No, because the chicken... Let's not worry about too much about the integrity of the slice here, because I'm sure they've figured that out.
Right,
like, a bit of cheese on top is going to, I guess, be the glue or the mortar that holds it all together. Don't worry about the integrity. Let's just worry about, is this a quality product? And yes, it is. I can tell from the picture.
No, I think...
I rate it.
I don't know, every ounce of me saying this is not right. It's not correct. It's carbs on top of carbs.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, well, like, late at night, you shouldn't be having carbs anyway, let alone carbs on top of carbs. And I just think I enjoy pizza, I enjoy pasta, not going to enjoy them together. Pasta, delicious. Why ruin it by slapping it on pizza?
You're
and
not
vice
ruining
versa.
It, you're improving it.
I just don't think you are.
What an old stick in the mud you are. You don't want... What, you're against innovation, it seems like.
I'm against this food crime, and it is criminal.
No, I think this is a genius idea. Well, let's let Newcastle decide, or get the temperature on this, right? 4967-4105, pasta on top of pizza. Do you rate it? You think it's good? Yeah, good idea. Or do you hate it? Oh, no, stick with the tradition. You can never change or innovate or find any new stuff. Oh, how dull is that?
All right, Stephen.
Right? Now, up for grabs, just for joining the show, you can get yourself in the draw for a couple of gold reserve tickets, the Andrew Johnstone, the Knights versus Melbourne Storm on
Saturday night,
which is going to be a great game, won't it? It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, twilight fix should be kicking off as the sun goes down. I don't know. I think there'll be no better atmosphere. Saturday evening. Dangerous, dangerous day to be a beer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, watch out.
Definitely. I drink the taps dry.
Yeah, plus everyone that contributes to the show this week in the draw to win a girls' night out for four people, including drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at the Mayfield Hotel. That's happening Friday. And producer Scott will be getting his rig out as well. So 4967-4105, if you want some of those prizes, just for telling us, pasta on top of pizza, love it or loathe it.
It's a food crime.
Hate it.
It's gross.
And this morning we're talking about the pasta on top of pizza that Domino's has released. And this thing I think is great. 4967-4105. I'm saying it's excellent. Steve, you're saying it's a food crime.
It is criminal. I can think of nothing worse than a pizza base. The only thing on top of it, a bit of mac and cheese or something like that. Oh, yuck. No.
Come on. It's Italian, pure Italian at its best.
It's not pure Italian.
What are you talking about?
Have you got any Italian through you? Any heritage?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do love pasta and I do love pizza. So maybe we're all people of the world, aren't we?
You can't claim it's traditional. I think, honestly, the old school Italian chefs are rolling in their graves seeing this. They're going, this is disgusting. I think it's foul, and so does most of Newcastle, apparently. Of course, you can get in touch with us, 4967-4105, or on our Instagram, at @thenovos_, where we put up a poll asking people this exact question, whether they'd rate it or hate it. And 100% of votes saying it's no good.
Really?
100%. You don't have a single person in your corner, Crevo.
Oh, this is outrageous. I think I'm being stitched up here. Let's go to the phones, though, and find out what Newcastle thinks about this whole situation. So, the question is, of course, pasta on top of pizza, rate it or hate it. Simon's in East Maitland. Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. How are you guys going?
Very good, thanks. Now, what do you reckon? Is it a good idea or not?
No, I think it's quite weird. No, I think if you're going to have pizza, you have it separate. If you want pasta, you have it separate. Like, that's all there is to it. No.
Yeah, he's okay. Exactly right. For argument's sake, Crevo, you like pizza, right?
Yeah.
So you like pasta?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate?
This is not the same.
Pizza, pasta, chocolate? Is that what you want? No. Let's just keep adding stuff on top of it, hey?
No, that is not the same.
That's exactly what Simon's saying, and he's on the right vein. Just because you enjoy things separately doesn't mean they belong together.
Ridiculous. Let's go to Aberglasson next. Good morning, Trent. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Very good. Do you reckon this is a good idea?
Mate, it's the bomb. Until you try it, don't judge it. If you Google curry pizzeria, I drive from Aberglasson just to get pizza.
Yeah.
I always get the pizza that's got spaghetti on it.
Yeah. So you drive all the way out to curry normally?
I do, mate. I ring them up and say I'll be there in 40 minutes.
And there you go. And wow.
Mate, it's the best pizza shop I've been to, Curry Pizzeria. They've even got a pizza that's got banana on it.
Oh, now you just blow up. No, that's too much. You've gone too far there.
Without a cause.
You had my full support, but with banana on top. I don't know. I'm even turning down the Italian music. That's not getting a run.
Do you reckon it's pizza, pasta and banana?
I don't know. Right? I'm not bringing Trent back for that.
Oh, well, I think forever pizza and pasta should be just stargaze lovers, you know? I don't think they belong together. A true Romeo and Juliet story, perhaps.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Oh, Jess just saying it's -1 in Lovedale. You know what would warm your heart?
What would warm my heart?
$500.
Oh, if you don't mind.
Slip that into your pocket. You'll soon feel warmer. Trivia Check now. It's very, very easy. If you're a local here in Newcastle, you can win this, or anywhere around the Hunter. Just call up 4967-4105, and you can score yourself $500 just for answering one trivia question. That's right. You've heard me correctly. One trivia question. You get it right, $500 is all yours.
And like you said as well, only local winners here. Mm. So, you know, you get in here and you've got a better chance of winning this prize.
You're not up against some random from some other state or something.
That's it. $500 up for grabs. If you've ever answered any question right, ever, in your life,
you're qualified.
You're qualified to give this a crack. Like you said, 4967-4105. And, of course, you can win yourself $500 for your Thursday morning.
New FM. Up next, top tips from a shark expert on how to survive a shark attack.
Oh, okay.
This is very, very interesting. We'll get those on the air next. Now, though,
let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
You could ask almost anyone, and if and say, do you want $500? They'll say yes.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Sure would. And all you got to do to get it here is answer one trivia question, just one, correctly. You do that, $500 is yours locally.
And my folks are in town this weekend.
Yeah.
They're coming, you know, obviously from over west for the weekend here in Newcastle.
Sure.
I take them for a couple of drinks and a nice feed up at, like, Merriweather Surf House. Ooh, or something. You know,
flash.
Yeah, you get $500. You can afford to treat them just a little bit, can't
something
you?
Something fancy like that. That is a fancy place.
And I reckon I'd still have a couple hundred dollars to throw up at Scott on stage as a Sydney hotshot.
That's
Maybe
right.
A hotel as well.
A Sydney hotspot, as we're calling it now. Well, let's meet our contestant for this morning. Heading out to Wall's End, it's Craig. How you doing?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Craig. Now, have you ever answered trivia? Have you ever done trivia before?
I have, but I'm not going to say I'm good at it.
It's all right. You only need to fluke one question, and $500 all yours.
Nice.
All right. Well,
let's
get into
this.
He's a man of few
this.
Words, Craig, but he's a man of good words.
Of course. He loved that. Of course. One question between you and $500 here, Craig. You've got a 5-second timer as well. Don't let that rattle you. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Best of luck, mate. Your question this morning is, which is the largest lake in Italy?
Out of time there, Craig. What? All right, let's reveal it, Stephen.
We're looking for Lake Garda, which is beautiful. Have you been there, Crevo?
Not to that particular lake, but, I mean, all of Italy's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
What
and
a
that's,
place.
It's on my shortlist for my big Europe adventure next year.
Oof, okay.
So, if you, there's a tip for you. If you're heading over to Europe, it seems like everyone's there at the moment.
I know.
Lake Garda in Italy, worth seeing. That's
right.
What I reckon.
Top tip there, and you'll be out, and you'll have the bit of trivia to go with it as well, which is perfect.
Well, that's it. You'll know the fun fact with it. Of course, while Craig hasn't won this morning, it does mean that Trivia Check jackpots again tomorrow, $525 for your Feel Good Friday.
And we've got this information here from a Jeff Corwin, who's apparently a shark expert and has all the tips on how to survive a shark attack.
Yeah, right.
So
swim faster, obviously, the first one.
See, you know, if you're out at Stockton or, you know, Dudley, Redhead, whatever, you see a shark, these are his top tips.
Okay.
Right? And I started a little bit skeptical because I think if you're attacked by a shark, you're in all sorts of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first thing that, like, flagged to me that I don't think he's really on the money with all these things, because he said he's warned, if you're in a healthy marine ecosystem, you're often never more than 100 metres from a shark at all times.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either.
That does not seem right, first of all. I think to say that you're never more than 100 metres from a shark in water is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, next thing is, he said, small and medium-sized fish jumping out of the water may be a sign that there's a shark nearby. Stay away from that. What, and large fish jumping out of the water is no issue?
Okay.
I don't think that this is right either. I think this guy's full of it. The next thing he said is that swimmers and beachgoers, this is his advice, right, to avoid a shark attack. Swimmers and beachgoers should also avoid any areas where people are fishing, deep channels, the shoreline and sandbars, or further out, estuaries. What? So you
all the whole beach.
The whole beach. If you avoid the sand, the shoreline, the deep parts, and anywhere where anyone's fishing, there's nothing left to swim in.
There's no water.
He's also said an awful lot of shark attacks occur in river mouths, where there is silt and other material built up in the river. Okay, fair enough. He said that's where people might be washing their clothes or washing themselves.
Where the silt is.
And in what world are people washing themselves at the beach? I don't think that makes any sense. He's also said beachgoers should avoid swimming early in the morning or late at night or during the day.
No, he hasn't.
No, I did add the end up bit with during the day. But morning and night, he said. Because he said a lot of shark attacks are cases of, and this is a quote, mistaken identity due to the reduced ability to identify things because they can't see properly. What? Mistaken identity? Oh, I thought you were someone else. That's why I went for you.
No, they always say you look like a seal or something like that.
Oh, ridiculous. Anyway, he also said,
I was going to say, has this guy actually survived? Does he have any tips for an actual shark attack, or is prevention the only solution he's got?
It's coming. A couple of little tips coming up. He said, if you encounter a shark while you're in the water, here's the tip, right? Mm-hmm. The worst thing you can do is act like prey. What does that mean? If you are eaten by a shark, you are prey. So I don't know how you act less like yourself. I don't know what that... Should you act like an inanimate object? Like, oh, I'm a rock. Don't eat me.
Yeah, a bit more elaboration probably needed on that too.
Yeah, he also said if you should try and create a barrier between yourself and the shark using a sturdy object or a nearby reef. And do not try to play dead. What kind of object are you going to put... If you've got a boat or something, as if you're not going to get in that.
Yeah.
Like, how ridiculous. He also said it's important that everyone who goes in the water is educated about sharks. Like, that's going to help you if you're attacked by a shark. No, what was that fact number 69 about sharks that I learned? That's really going to save me in this situation. This guy's an absolute flop. I do not buy anything he's saying.
If you ever feel like you're useless at work, just remember... This guy's paid to do this.
As a shark expert.
This is the best you can come up with.
Ridiculous.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
And Crevo, I feel like the timing of this couldn't be any better. Oh. We're at that like mid part of the year, which is the hardest to get through.
Yeah, and you want a little holiday. You're dreaming of a holiday.
You just want to break up the mundane life of work, you know? Like sometimes you get into this middle slog, like I said, and it feels like all you do is work and get ready for work, basically.
Yep.
If you want to escape that for a couple of nights, you can do it on us. Head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you register for this competition, of course, on the win tab there. Once your details are in the draw for, I guess, a coastal stay at a Hampton-style beach house.
Oh, how good's that?
Two nights... Up to 8 people, and of course, all the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing, and enjoyable, plus only a short stroll from the beach. Like we said, make sure you register at newfm.com.au. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. Or, once again, you can win it on us. We're doing one a week for the next couple of weeks. You don't want to miss it.
That you certainly do not. Up next, though, a little bit of a, I guess, social dilemma that we're going to get your help with.
Yeah, I need Newcastle's advice. I need a bit of help. And we're bringing you a social dilemma this morning, Crevo, because researchers revealed that more and more young people are taking themselves out on solo dates. So treating themselves to, you know, go and watch a movie by themselves at the cinema.
Yep.
Or more likely, taking themselves out to a bit of a fancy restaurant and wining and dining themselves. So obviously, you know, maybe they're struggling in this world at the moment to find someone to date. And people are so busy at the moment, you know.
That's true.
Like lots of people are working very hard and they've got lots of things juggling, lots of plates spinning. So instead of spending that time trying to date, and, you know, that's a stressful experience as well.
Yeah.
They've decided they're going to take that free time and essentially date themselves. Just treat themselves out to a nice, relaxing meal.
I see. I think there's nothing wrong with going out to dinner to a restaurant by yourself.
Do you not think it's odd? Like, no. I'm living the bachelor lifestyle at the moment here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
My partner, Siobhan, yet to come over from over west. I feel like it would be great to be able to take myself out to... Like, Newcastle has so much to offer in terms of cuisine. I'd love to explore it all, but I feel awkward going by myself
Nothing wrong with it. If Emmy goes to Sydney to, like, hang out with her mates or something for the weekend, few days or whatever, I'll often go, oh, here we go. I'll go to a restaurant that she wouldn't normally go to, and then I just enjoy it. Enjoy an evening to myself. Lovely glass of wine.
So what, like, there's certain cuisine that you like that Emmy doesn't, that you're like, this is my chance.
Yeah, and I'll go out and treat myself. It's a lovely night.
Oh, I don't know. I feel awkward about it. Jess, how do you feel about this?
I don't know. I think I'm with you. I can't go to the movies on my own, and that's in the dark, like, let alone go to, like, a restaurant where people can see me eating on my own.
But who do you think is... okay, granted, you're a big star. I get it. But who do you think... You think people are going to pap you or something, or...?
They're probably not even thinking it. Like, it's probably all in our heads, Stephen. We probably would go out to a restaurant and see someone eating on their own and think, hey, go you. Like, well done.
You're a better person than me, because I know I have seen that person and gone, oh, that's a bit odd.
How sad.
That's the true feeling that Jess has.
And I often think, wow, this poor person's been stood up or something like that. My first assumption is never, they've treated themselves to a night out. Never, because it's not socially acceptable.
Okay, well, all right. This is, I guess, a bit of a divide amongst us. I'm saying that's absolutely fine. Treat yourself. It's a lovely quiet evening, you know? You get a glass of wine. Just enjoy the ambience. The servers always treat you really well. It's great.
Light some candles at home or something.
Drinking on your own in public. How sad.
Yeah, I agree, Jess.
I agree.
Let's do this. 4967-4105. Are you team Stephen and Jess? This is a bit outrageous and not the right thing. Or are you team Crevo? Enjoy a lovely evening to yourself. Why not? Treat yourself.
And, of course, if you share your calls with us on 4967-4105, you won't have to spend an evening by yourself. Got a double pass for the night's game this Saturday against Storm.
Up for
grabs. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show can get themselves a girls' night out. Four people plus drinks on arrival to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel this Friday. 4967-4105. Do you think it's all right to treat yourself, take yourself out for a lovely date? Or do you think it's weird like myself and Jess? I've got a bit of a social dilemma. I need Newcastle's help because at the moment I'm living the bachelor lifestyle. My partner Siobhan yet to come over to Newcastle from over west.
Yeah.
So living by myself... And I feel like Newcastle has so much to offer cuisine-wise.
Yeah, big city.
But
big city living.
I feel like it is very socially unacceptable to take yourself out for dinner.
See, I totally disagree. I think you can just go and enjoy it and have a nice night. In fact, I relish the idea sometimes.
Oh, I don't know. I just think, like, I see people eating by themselves at a restaurant, and maybe I'm just a bad person. I do feel a bit judgmental towards that. I feel like it's socially not acceptable.
See, you order whatever you like, have a lovely bottle of wine and enjoy the evening. There's no one there, you know, to bother you. It's just perfect, I think, sometimes. Not all the time, obviously. That's dull. But once in a while, it's a treat.
Okay, well, let's see what Newcastle thinks on this, I suppose. 4967-4105, of course, that magic number. We'll go to Mayfield West to begin with. Nicole on the line. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thanks. Now tell us, what do you think? Can you take yourself out for a date night?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you get it, Nicole. When was the last time you did it?
Two recent ones. One, I went to the movies on my own and literally had the whole cinema to myself.
Oh, luxury.
And that was great. And another time, hubby and I did actually go on a date night together, but we went and saw two different movies.
Oh, what? So you both went to the cinema but went and watched different movies?
Yeah, he went and watched some action movie, and I went and watched a different movie. So, we get in the same similar time and out at the similar time. But yeah, had a great date night.
See, and I bet you both were happier because you both saw what you wanted to see.
Exactly, it was a good night. It was a really good, enjoyable night.
There we go. See, somebody, you know, somebody gets it. It's not just me all here by my lonesome. Let's go next to Madawi. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Can you take yourself on a date night?
Absolutely. I've done it many times.
Yes.
Oh, do you not feel weird about it? Do you not feel like there's prying eyes? What's going on here?
No, look, I used to travel a lot for work, and whenever I travelled for work, I'd take myself to the nicest restaurant in town and just take in all the sights and sounds. I never would have got a chance to see them otherwise.
There you go. See, another great argument.
Okay, they're starting to tower up, aren't they?
This is a whitewash for you. Are you even going to get any support?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll head to Edgeworth, see if I can get some support from Liz. Morning, Liz.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell us, what's your opinion on this?
I'm actually Team Crevo on this one because really? I do it all the time. Well, yeah, just work and life and, yeah, sometimes you just need your own space and, yeah.
It's a great opportunity. Now, where was the last time you treated yourself, Liz?
Oh, I've had a coffee. I had a nice big beach walk, and then I sat and had a coffee by myself. So
lovely. It's just, yeah. Just the peace and quiet. Watch the world go by. Perfect.
Yep,
you say peace and quiet, though. All you need to do is sit next to a family with a crying baby or something, and you'd wish you stayed at home, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's the peace and quiet sounds better.
Oh, there you go. It sounds like though, I'm missing out. Maybe yeah. I need to, you
just
know.
Try it. Explore it for yourself. You might find a little self in yourself.
Oh, there you go. If you don't mind, that's my homework for the week.
Philosophy.
Hey? I'll
philosophy
have to take
chat.
Yourself out for a date.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, so last night, Stephen, had a proper seafood feast.
Oh, yeah.
Finally got to go to that Kicking In at Charlestown.
Oh, yeah, that's upstairs there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in the level two, I think
in
it is.
In that food court.
Bit, yeah. So basically they've got all of the seafood and they cook it in these, like, big sacks, really. And then they just, like, empty it onto the table and you just tuck in.
Yeah, it's like in a bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
So odd.
It is unusual, but, whoa, it's delicious.
Worth
very
it?
Good. Yeah, it is.
It would have come with a price tag, surely. Places like that with a bit of a gimmick and good food.
Yeah.
If you have both, they normally get pretty expeno.
Like, it's a little bit, but for what you get, it is high-quality, fresh seafood. So that always comes with a bit of a cost. But the Balmain bugs in, like, a garlic butter. Oh, that was so good.
All right.
Unreal. And the pippies as well. That were my top two recommendations if you go there.
So, Crevo, to give approval?
Definitely.
There
get
you go.
In and around it. You'll love it.
Sealed and delivered. Up next, though, Crevo, one of Australia's most beloved comics, Arj Barker. He's got a brand new show, so we'll get him on the phone to chat about what people can expect when he brings his show to The Hunter.
Here on New FM.
Crevo, exciting news because in The Hunter, we get, you know, a lot of the time people come and they skip The Hunter.
I know.
They just do Sydney, they do the, you know, Brisbane, they miss us, but not Arj Barker. He's coming to the Civic Theatre the 26th of August for his new show, of course, which we're very excited for, The Best of Arj Barker, Power Hour, and he's joining us here to have a bit of a chat about this show. Morning, Arj, how are you?
Yeah, I would never miss The Hunter. Can't mess with The Hunter. Because The Hunter will come looking for you.
Well, exactly. I've actually seen a lot of videos. It's funny you mentioned this online on TikTok, all that good stuff, of comedians getting really heckled by Novocastrians. Do you find you get heckled more in The Hunter?
You know, I have occasionally been, but not too much. I mean, I seem pretty lucky. I get a terrific audience that, you know, they come there to enjoy the show. I mean, I can deal with it if it happens, but it's not really my favorite thing because I work pretty hard to make a good show, so I just go there. And if you're laughing and you're having a great time, what's the point of heckling?
Well, that's a great point.
And that's it. People have paid to see you, not some random at the front yelling out.
Yeah, with a bad shirt and a beer stain.
Occasionally someone yells out, but often it's just something, you know, like, you know, they'll yell something positive. It might be like, you know, I love you, Arj, or something like that, and it sort of disrupts the show, but it's just because they get too excited or something. And mostly people aren't trying to be, you know, dicks, if I could say that on the air.
Of course you can. You can say whatever you want. You're the star, mate. Now, this new show, The Best of Arj Barker, Power Hour, this is like, a combination of best of plus new material. Is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, I've been doing this for over 3 decades, and I've never done this before, but I decided to sort of go back and cherry-pick some of my favorite bits mm-hmm. and put them together in the most bulletproof 1 hour of comedy I could come up with. And so it's a matter of opinion which jokes are the best, and I picked ones that I like, but also that the audience enjoys. Of course, I've added in new bits and, you know, remastered these jokes, made them even better. So it just really comes together, and it's turned out to be a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying the tour. The audiences seem to as well, so
it's a good sign.
On wood.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, having 3 decades worth of material, was it difficult to go back and pick those? Because, like you said, it's a rare treat to be able to, I guess, remix some of these.
I just picked ones that I enjoy doing, and they, you know, people like them, and I still change it up too because from night to night, I might drop one and add another one, or I have a lot to choose from.
What kind of ratio can people expect? How much of it is new stuff, and how much of it's their classic favorites that, you know, they know and love?
A majority of the hour is jokes that have been in other shows throughout the years.
Lovely.
But the odds of anyone knowing it all are really low because I think people all the time people say, oh, I saw your show 5 years ago. I said, oh, okay, well, thanks. What about the 3 other years I was there in between?
Yeah, you bought some more tickets, wouldn't you?
Because, you know, there's a lot of choice.
Nice one.
So new is kind of a relative term. Nothing's new under the sun, but is it new to you? Likely. If somebody is, you know, has seen me before and they're excited to come to the show, this is a perfect show to, you know, wrangle up some friends that perhaps haven't seen me, break their Arch Barker cherry.
Well, I'm sure people will love it. You're coming to the Hunter, 26th of August, playing at the Civic Theatre. Tickets at archbarker.com, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go there. And listen, I love coming out there. The Civic's a beautiful theatre, and we always have a blast. And I would never, never miss coming to Newcastle when I have a show to bring. Don't worry about that.
Oh, mate, we love it. Thanks so much. And thanks for coming on the show. We can't wait to see you.
All the best, guys.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. Yeah, my favourite part of the day, because I get to see your beautiful face, Scott.
Stop it.
What have you got for us this morning?
And it is looking trim in preparation for the hot shots.
Mate, so I've been training, doing my 6K walks and getting myself all set up, ready to take the stage like we saw you.
Oh, is that the goss this morning? Scott,
that's it.
Scott,
that's exactly right.
Preparation for the Mayfield Hotel with the Sydney hot shots.
My life hacks for slimming down. That's the goss. No. If only. No, the biggest news of the day, gents, obviously, is the battle of the blockbusters at the cinemas. The release today is Oppenheimer and Barbie. They've both come out today, the official release date, and the reviews are in. So Barbie has debuted with 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very, very good.
Solid.
That's
high.
Very high. That's very solid. There's still a fair amount of negative reviews coming in. But look, it's a movie. People are going to have different opinions.
Sure.
Somebody calling it a hot pink mess and a two-hour toy advertisement.
Right, okay.
And how does it stack up to Oppenheimer? Well, Oppenheimer's come in at 94% Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow,
that's 94%.
High. 94. Some sites are saying 94, some sites are saying 96.
I've heard chatter of people like going, oh, I'm going to go to Sydney or Melbourne even to watch it in the correct like format.
What?
I forget what it is, like 70 mil or something like that.
Oh, right.
And there's only a couple of sites where you can watch it in Australia in the correct, like, format, how it was originally intended or something like that.
Well, I want to throw a question out to you both.
Yeah.
When was the last time either of you remember two movies hyped as much as these two?
2008. It was The Dark Knight and Mamma Mia released on the same day.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I cannot remember back that far.
That's 15 years ago, but I genuinely can't remember so much hype around the cinema. People are talking about going to the cinemas for the first time in, like, 10 years just to see these in. And I don't want to be rude, but I feel like some movies, you go to the cinemas, right, and you go for that experience, that surround sound, and, like, you immerse yourself in it.
Correct.
I feel like you could watch Barbie just as well from your couch.
Oh, hang on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves there.
No, but, like, you're not immersing
Scott's
yourself
proper
in
is
it. Like,
excited about it.
I'm very excited. I got plans to see it on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Locked in, mate.
Well, you tell me if the surround sound enhances the performance of Barbie.
My favourite thing is that people are talking about wanting to see both blockbusters on the same day. So they're planning out
too
their
much.
Day. Yeah, they're planning out their day with a 10 a.m. session of Oppenheimer, followed by brunch, couple of beers, then the Barbie movie. So it's bombs, brunch, beer, Barbies, then off to bed.
Wow, the big B's. That's what we're looking at.
BB energy is all I'm saying.
That's exactly right. The other story floating around today, gents, is Keanu Reeves, the man of many talents. He saved the world multiple times in the cinemas. Now his band is, they're back together. They're releasing a brand new album, and they're going on tour.
Was I the only one who didn't know Keanu Reeves had a band?
Neither did I.
No, there you go. We're out the loop.
The band is called Dog Stars. The first album in 23 years. It's called Somewhere Between the Power Lines and Palm Trees. The tour is only going to North America and Japan.
Boom.
But yes, the band formed in the 90s. They went on a bit of a hiatus, and now they're back.
There we go.
Yeah.
There you go. They're back and better than ever.
Listen on Spotify, I guess.
I'd assume so. Keanu Reeves, the bassist. Do you reckon that...
He's a bass player.
He's a bass player, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look, I'll listen to that. I'll give it a listen.
So will I.
I'm a fan.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo, on your recommendation yesterday after the show...
Oh, yes.
...went and checked out Mayfield West Kebabs and Charcoal Chicken.
Oh,
never been there before.
A Newcastle institution.
Very, very good.
It's good, isn't it?
Life-changing good. Like, I went and bought, I couldn't decide what I wanted. So they offered this thing called, I think it's like a PJ box or something like that.
Oh, I never even heard of it.
So what you get in there is you get like a salad, a quarter chicken.
Yeah.
And you get like a serving of like a meat box as well, a snack pack.
Mini snack pack on the side? What?
So that's, you get like,
crazy.
So you get to trial a bit of everything, which I was like, you know what? I haven't been here before. I don't know what's good. I'll have a crack at the lot and see what I enjoy. Conclusion is I enjoy it all.
Yeah, right. Do you have a favourite amongst it?
I reckon you could easily switch between the both. Like, the chicken was very nice. The snack pack as well was very nice. Salad to salad.
Yeah,
salad. But, yeah, the snack pack and the chicken, both very, very nice.
Chef's kiss. Mwah.
Very good. I know. Now I've tried it, I know that I can happily interchange between the two of them and treat myself for lunch.
You can't get this kind of advice on any other show, can you?
I'll send you the bill, but now that I'm going to spend all my savings on charcoal chicken.
You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Up next, a bit of a dilemma around the MasterChef winner.
Oh, so juicy. Unpack.
And we're chatting here about MasterChef. It's not something we've followed as a show.
No.
To be honest, I haven't watched a single second of this season.
Neither have I.
However, there's been a bit of a conspiracy that has basically rocked the finale after it's wrapped. Because Brent Draper, who won the finale, the fans have saying he shouldn't have actually even been allowed onto the show.
Okay.
And the reasoning behind it is they're saying that Draper has actually spent the past 2 years working as a content creator for Coles, providing recipes and other food-related material for the supermarket giant.
Right, okay.
So, essentially, now, that wouldn't in itself be an issue, really, but Coles has been a sponsor of MasterChef for years now. They cough about up about $6 million per season to have the logos all over the place, right?
Wow, yeah, okay,
like, when they go in that little kitchen-y thing, I mean, the little
pantry and that,
everything's Coles, right? And they're saying, well, this is what viewers are saying as part of this conspiracy theory, is that Draper is basically a Coles employee. And that in itself would, you know, must breach MasterChef strict entry conditions. That's what viewers are saying.
Yeah.
I want to make that perfectly clear.
Conflict of interest is what they're screaming.
Sort of what is being talked about here. Now, on the other hand, I'm sure they wouldn't have let him enter unless, because they, like, the TV network would have a series of lawyers go over every entry, like every contestant.
Yeah, yeah. They cover themselves, you'd imagine.
And so from a technical point of view, I think he probably was allowed to be in the competition. Is it fair, though?
Yeah.
That's the question.
It smells fishy, doesn't it? The other thing as well is I thought if your main source of income was through cooking, you weren't allowed to enter anyway. But
no, that's not the case. Oh, so MasterChef, you can be a cook already. I think that's more like My Kitchen Rules.
More the amateur side,
yeah. You can already do it, and you're just wanting to be shown as the best, right?
I guess the question here, though, isn't, is he allowed to be on the show? Because, like you said, clearly must be allowed in the rules because, you know, they've allowed...
They wouldn't have let him on.
Yeah, they've allowed it to slide.
Yeah.
But should he... Should they have let him on, basically? It smells fishy.
That's right.
I think there's probably a conflict of interest there.
Additionally, in one of the final challenges, they had Curtis Stone as a guest judge.
Oh, Mr. Coles himself.
Well, that's the other thing that they're talking about. And people are saying, look, you know, this is probably give him an unfair advantage. And some people are even saying, like, there's all these forums on the internet discussing this, right? Some people are even saying that this he was set up to win.
Wow.
Now, that is a big call.
So what, are people lobbying for his head, for the title to be taken, that sort of stuff?
Well, this is, I guess, the question. Should the silver dish be taken off him?
What do you think? What's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is maybe this is a bit wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I just don't think he should have even been allowed to compete, because you're basically so closely aligned to the main sponsor of the show. Even if Curtis Stone really, like, came in there without thinking about that, and he was just tasting the food, in the back of his mind, would he still be thinking, give this guy a bit of a leg up, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My initial thought is if we were to give it the pub test, smells fishy. I was like, doesn't seem right. But now the more that I've let it marinate, the more I've thought about it, I just think Curtis Stone probably doesn't know anyone who's employed at Coles. You know, probably that probably doesn't bother him at all. I feel like there's probably different teams between those in charge of this sponsorship and those that are running the competition and those that are hiring content creators as well.
That is true. And I actually do think that Curtis Stone is a decent bloke. Just without knowing him personally and just having seen various things that he does in and around food and cooking. I watch a lot of SBS Food. That qualifies me, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think that he's a decent bloke and he, I don't know, it's a tough one. And this is what we just wanted to get Newcastle's temperature on this. Maybe you've thought about this yourself. 4967-4105. Do you think the MasterChef winner for this year should have the big silver trophy taken off him? Brent Draper, should he have it taken off him?
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards yes.
I think maybe it's a bit of tall poppy syndrome, sorry. People like just want to drag down those successful at the top. It's nuanced, though. There's clearly grey areas in this. I don't think it's a black and white argument. Let's get Newcastle's temperature on it. 4967-4105. And, of course, for your opinion on the air today, you can get yourself off to see the Knights this Saturday taking on the Storm at McDowell Jones Stadium. Twilight fixture, 5:30, as the sun's going down. You can't get better than that.
That's right. And we've got two gold reserve tickets just for sharing your opinion. You could get yourself those. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week in the draw to win a girls' night out for four, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel as well on Friday.
There you go, 4967-4105. Should Brent Draper be stripped of his title? Is his MasterChef win? Do you think there's a conflict of interest? Do you think it's a bit fishy or do you think it's all fair game? We'll get your calls on the air next.
New FM. Now, a bit of chat around MasterChef, the finale. You and I haven't been watching it.
No.
But you got to get involved in this story because Brent Draper, who won, I mean, at first your instinct is to say congratulations to him.
Yeah, well done.
But a lot of, there's a bit of a conspiracy theory which is going around at the moment saying he was set up to win because he's already basically an employee of Coles, which is one of the big sponsors
of the show. Yeah.
$6 million they pay per year just to get their name on the little pantry section, which is, in and of itself, if he works for them as a content creator, that's like making video recipes and whatnot for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see where this conspiracy theory has come from, and I can understand why fans might be wondering why he was even on the show.
And you seem to be leaning towards that kind of view as well.
Just instinctively, purely on instinct. I'm sure he's technically allowed to be in the competition, and nothing's wrong there, because the legal team would be all over this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is nothing dodgy going on, but it feels wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Well, as this story was breaking, our producer Scott said it doesn't pass the pub test. And that's probably the best way to describe that. It just smells a bit fishy, doesn't it?
Something
smells a bit off about it. I think it's a lot of yappity yappity blah blah. I think a lot of tall poppy syndrome.
Okay.
People are trying to pull down a man who's won and probably won on his own merit. But I can understand, like you said, that it doesn't look great for Coles. It doesn't look great for MasterChef either. They probably should have thought this out a bit further, I think.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's go to the phones. To Carter, first of all. Katie, how are you?
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
Look, today's day and age, everyone's a bloody content creator. He's probably got a little Anko Kmart tripod that he's been working with, so now he can get some decent lighting. Good on him.
Okay,
yeah, good on him.
Doesn't bother. You reckon it's a case of the tall poppy syndrome?
Everybody is a content creator. Just bloody ask him. TikTok's made everyone so famous, apparently. So let him have a win. Good on him.
All right.
Where can people follow you, Katie?
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go next to Belfair. We got Hayden on the line. Hey, Hayden, how's things?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Very well, mate. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Well, I think similar to you guys, you can't enter a competition with a radio station that you're with. So, if he's employed by Coles, then why should he enter?
That's true.
That is a great point. And I would like to win Trivia Check at the moment. It's over $500.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know all the answers, so I'd be super rich off Trivia Check if we could enter that.
So a great point from there. And, like, it's toward that pub test sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go lastly to Cessnock. We've got Colin on the line. Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm in the greens for the last tour. Exactly the same thought process you guys wouldn't let one of your employees do it. So it just opens up too much of a nutshell, at least I'm open for this sort of conversation.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, Colin's right. Even if everything is above board, it just opens up these questions and this discourse and the conversation we're having right now, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
If they want, like, I feel like sometimes when you're a company like that with prestige like that, it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's right. And, you know, like Hayden said before, you know, it's rule 101 when you enter radio is you or no one you know can be in the competitions. And that, there's a good reason for that. You know, it just, you want to eliminate any opportunity for favoritism, even if it's out there, right? You want to eliminate any of that.
Yeah, I think a great point. And for bringing up that point, should we send Hayden off to the Knights?
Yeah, good idea. Congratulations. You got yourself 2 gold reserve tickets, the Andrew John stand, the Knights versus Melbourne Storm. It's happening on Saturday. It's going to be a good game.
Going to be absolutely massive. Speaking of big games as well, Khan the Matildas. World Cup starts tonight. I'll be at Wheeler Place watching. I think producer Scott's going as well.
Nice one.
We're going to have a great time. Khan the Matildas.
You can tell me how it was tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be asleep.
Yeah, I'll be asleep. That's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Feel good Friday. Let's go.
Yo.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.